If souls continue to exist, how does the air give room for all of them from eternity? Well, how does the earth hold the bodies of those who have been buried in it from the remotest time? For as here the mutation of these bodies after a certain continuance, whatever it may be, and their dissolution make room for other dead bodies, so the souls which are removed into the air after subsisting for some time are transmuted and diffused, and assume a fiery nature by being received into the creative intelligence of the universe, and in this way make room for the fresh souls which come to dwell there. This is the answer which a man might give on the hypothesis of souls continuing to exist. But we must not only think of the number of bodies which are thus buried, but also of the number of animals which are daily eaten by us and other animals. A vast number consumed, and thus in a manner buried in the bodies of those who feed on them. And nevertheless this earth receives them by reason of the transformation of these bodies into blood and into the elements of air or fire. What is it to investigate into the truth in this matter? It is to mark out that which is material from that which is the cause of form, the formal. Do not be whirled about by your thoughts, but in every volition have respect to justice, and on the occasion of every sense impression, maintain the faculty of comprehension or understanding. Everything that is harmonious to you, O universe, harmonizes with me. Nothing for me is too early nor too late, which is in due time for you. Everything is fruit to me, O nature, which your seasons bring. From you are all things, in you are all things, to you all things return. The poet says, "Dear city of Cecrops," and will not you say, "Dear city of Zeus"? If you would be contented, says the philosopher Democritus, don't do very much. But consider if it would not be better to say, do whatever is necessary, whatever the reason of the naturally social animal requires, and however it requires it to be done. For this brings not only the tranquillity which comes from doing what is right, but also that which comes from doing little. For the greatest part of what we say and do being unnecessary, if one takes this excess away, one will have more leisure and less uneasiness. Accordingly, on every occasion a man should ask himself, is this one of the unnecessary things? And he should excise not only unnecessary acts, but also the unnecessary thoughts that generate superfluous acts. Try how the life of the good man suits you, the life of him who is satisfied with his portion from the whole, and satisfied with his own just acts and benevolent disposition. You have seen something of that other kind of life. Now try this. Do not get anxious. Make yourself all simplicity. Someone does something wrong? It is to himself that he does the wrong. Something happens to you? Well, out of the universe from the beginning, everything that happens has been apportioned and spun out to you. In a word, thy life is short. Profit from this present moment by the aid of reason and justice. Be sober, be relaxed. Whether it is a well-arranged universe or a chaos huddled together, it is still a universe. Can a certain order subsist in you with yet disorder in the whole? Particularly when all things that seem so separate from one another yet diffuse into and relate to one another. An evil character, a womanish character, a stubborn character, a character that is bestial, childish, animal, stupid, counterfeit, scurrilous, fraudulent, tyrannical. If he is a stranger to the universe who does not know what is in it, no less is he a stranger who does not know what is going on in it. He is a runaway who flies from social awareness. He is blind who shuts the eyes of the understanding. He is poor who is dependent on another and does not hold in himself all the necessities of life. He is an abscess on the universe who withdraws and separates himself from the reason of our common nature through being displeased with the things that happen to him. For the same nature produces this, and has produced you too. He is a piece rent asunder from the state, who tears his own soul from that of all reasoning animals, which is a single unity. This philosopher is without a tunic, another is without a book. Here is another half naked. Bread I have not, he says, yet I abide by reason. But for myself I have all the fruit of learning, and still I am not faithful to my reason. Love the art, poor as it may be, which you have learned, and be content with it, and pass through the rest of your life like one who has entrusted to the gods with his whole soul all that he has, making yourself neither the tyrant nor the slave of any man.